It was an appropriately dark and stormy evening when we made our return to the Slipper Room in New York City. We wouldn't have it any other way. How about a little scratch for you? It was recorded live on Sunday, October 29th, 2017, as part of our show, Games of Chance. Remain where you are. Something quite strange is about to happen. But first, a word from our sponsor, ZipRecruiter.
Fireside Mystery Theater and ZipRecruiter.com present Job Interviews from the Fifth Circle of Hell! Employers, have you ever found yourself in this situation?
What on earth is this?
It's a pile of resumes.
Well, I can clearly see that. But actually, I can't see anything past this enormous mound of CVs. We have an entire slew of new candidates to interview, and I...
Oh, no! They're here!
In need of great talent for your business, but short on time? You don't need to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools. Smarter tools.
Well, can you please put all these infernal resumes somewhere else?
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because it's all that stands between us and them.
What if hiring could be easier, more streamlined, and less time-consuming, so even when you're busy, you could still be smart about the way you hire?
I think they can smell us!
That's what you get for ordering that lutefisk casserole for lunch. Phew!
If you're hiring, you know the quality hires keep your business moving forward. But you also know it can take a lot of time to find the right candidate for the job.
Why aren't we running for our lives?
Because we really need to interview these people, that's why.
But these aren't people anymore. They are... the undead.
Apparently, you haven't seen the stiffs we have in accounts payable. Zombies would be an upgrade at this point. Beggars can't be choosers, you know.
With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. So you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. Then, ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches.
So, what kind of qualifications would you say you bring to the table?
Brains!
Yeah, just what I feared. A bit overqualified.
That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you, it finds them. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate through their site in just one day.
Are you even listening to this very helpful announcer, boss?
Hey, thanks. I'm glad someone here's been paying attention to me. Well, maybe this will light your fire, lady. Right now, Fireside Mystery Theater listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free! Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/fireside.
What was that? I couldn't hear you over the apocalyptic moaning and groaning. Can you repeat that?
Yes. You can find the right talent to make your business a success when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/fireside. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results.
Help! I think the end of the world is here, and I have plans to go apple picking this weekend.
Oh, don't be so melodramatic. And just go to ZipRecruiter.com/fireside. That's right, go to ZipRecruiter.com/fireside. Post jobs for free. Find the right candidate your business needs with ZipRecruiter today. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's all right, Lance.
It got to the point. Jeez. Well, I've never admitted this out loud to anyone.
This is a safe space. Everything here between us is confidential.
I had to get to the casino. I just had to. The sound of the ball skidding and scraping, popping around the roulette wheel. I couldn't get it out of my head.
So what did you do? You did something drastic. Something illegal.
I figured just a couple checks in the office. No one would notice.
And what happened? I know it's difficult, but please tell us.
Well, that's how I wound up here, isn't it?
You're here because you want to get better. That's the only way any of this is ever going to work, Lance.
You know, as I was driving to the casino, I felt like complete garbage, but I had to keep going. I just knew everyone I knew and loved was going to find out. My friends, my kids. But I kept on driving. And then I thought to myself, what if? What if? I mean, all it would take is just one quick, sharp turn of the wheel, and that huge 16-wheeler would...
Well, the fact remains that you didn't. You're here. There's something you can do about your problem if you're willing. There's something we can all do if the will is there. I can tell you now, when I was in the thick of it, it got to a point where I didn't want to live anymore. Just switch me off like a TV set and be gone. That's what I would wish for myself. But when I finally hit bottom, I joined a group like this one. I didn't hear it at first, but eventually I did. And it was resounding and clear. It was a note of hope. Thanks for sharing, everyone. Stay on course. We're not going back to where we were because we can't. And that's the best news you could possibly hope to hear. I'll see you all tomorrow at the same time. Good night.
Night. Thank you.
Tough break there, Lance.
Yeah. Sorry to hear about your troubles too, Ted. See you tomorrow, I guess.
Hold on. Hold on a second, everyone.
What is it, Ted?
Just wait. I have to go. My ride's going to be here soon. This won't take long. This is our first meeting, right?
Yeah. So?
Well, the only reason I'm here is because I was given an ultimatum.
Oh, yeah. You told us all about the intervention.
Hey, I got to go. It's been a pretty draining session.
Fine by me. But I have these.
What? Are you crazy?
I think I have enough for everybody.
My God, Ted. I think you have to be the sickest one among us.
What's wrong with you, son?
Would you stop with the melodrama already? I'm determined. Real determined. I'm going to beat this thing. We all are. I'm making two last bets. One is on myself. The other is this. If we were alcoholics, this would be the last shot of hooch before entering the clinic. Let's do this shot together. What do you say?
Scratch-off tickets.
The odds are we're all gonna lose, but one of us might win. $10, maybe, 20, maybe 40.
Well, that's actually not that bad of an idea since you put it that way.
See? She gets it. Come on, let's play this one last little game and make it part of the recovery process.
You're a righty, aren't you, Ted?
What's that?
You're right-handed.
Yeah, so?
I suppose you're gonna have to hold that nickel in your left hand in order to scratch the ticket? That is, can't be all that easy holding onto a coin with just two fingers left on your other hand.
Well, yeah, what about it? So I made some mistakes. I paid for those mistakes. I knew what I was getting into when I took out those loans. I can hold this nickel just fine with these two fingers, by the way. I know Fran wants a ticket, right, Franny? Who else wants one?
Well, what kind of scratch-off game are we talking about?
Here, chum, just take one already. How about you, Lance? What do you say?
Sure. Why not?
Here, Abe, this one's for you.
Loaded for life.
Yeah, these are all loaded for life scratch-offs.
Thanks, but I'm gonna pass.
Loaded for life? Hey, imagine if one of us won.
10,000 a week. Every week for the rest of your life. I mean, tell me the truth. If you hit the jackpot, you'd bounce out of this so-called therapy in an instant, right? Wouldn't you, Fran? Of course you would. Anyone who says different doesn't know who he really is.
And who do you think you are, Ted?
Well, I could tell you this much. I'm somebody who's not really alive unless I'm living on that edge. I'm not trying to beat the house. Hell, I'm not trying to beat any of you either. I'm after something much bigger and brighter.
If I were you guys, I'd take these tickets and tear them in little bits and toss them in the nearest trash receptacle.
Well, cured already, are we, Abe? Good for you. No, really. The rest of us are going to play, right?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Bloody hell, let's just get this over with already.
Wait, wait, wait. Easy now, Henry. Wait for the rest of us.
Wait. Why?
I said wait. Hold on. First, we have ourselves a toast. Let's clink our scratch-offs together like little champagne flutes.
All right, whatever.
Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble, free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers. God bless them all.
Hey, that's one of Frank's songs, right?
Yes, my friend, the chairman himself. Let's do this.
Please.
On your marks, set,
please.
Go!
This can't be. It can't be. Can someone check this one for
I'm
me?
I'm seeing what? Things.
What?
There's no way. Woo! I have to be seeing things.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
Yes, you yes. did. Oh, thank you. God bless you. I just got another shot at life. I can start over now. Just really start over. Oh, Ted. Ted?
You all won?
$10,000 a week for life! I can't believe it!
Oh, me too! Praise God!
We all won the grand prize. Those kind of odds are impossible, aren't they? Hey, Ted, is this your idea of a joke? Because if it is...
It's not a joke. I won the grand prize too. See? I got $3 signs in a row next to the word life, just like the rest of you.
This has to be a joke, a very sick prank. I could strangle you, Ted.
I swear these aren't fakes. We could redeem these anywhere right now. We'll all be in the papers.
I don't really want to be in the papers, Ted.
How the hell could all four of us win the grand prize like that?
Believe me, I am just as stunned as all you are right now. You understand what just happened here? If I'm not wrong, we didn't just beat the house this time. We beat something much bigger. The universe. Fate itself.
Well, what do we have to lose then? Well, let's go find out.
You may have everything to lose, Fran, if you take that ticket in.
What's the matter, Gramps? You jealous you missed out?
You know anything about that game you just played?
Well, what do you know about it?
No, not much, except as a card counter, I've cultivated quite an eye for detail.
Ugh, I knew it. These are fakes, right?
No, I believe these are genuine, all of them.
How do you explain these odds?
I can't, and that's what bothers me for a whole other bunch of reasons, but not as much as another detail I've picked up on.
What are you talking about, Abe?
Of the very small handful of folks who have won the grand prize in the Loaded for Life game, 10,000 a week for the rest of your life, not a single one of those people ended up living a very long time beyond that.
Oh, please.
For crying out loud, that's just some urban legend.
I'd much rather agree with you, Fran, but I've had some experience with this firsthand. Someone I really cared for.
Hold on a second. Let's step back a moment here. What just happened here is one of the greatest moments in the entire history of gambling. They'll be talking about this day for, I don't know, centuries to come?
Oh, they'll be talking about you all right, if any of you cashes those tickets in.
Don't listen to this old guy. He's a card sharp con man.
Yeah, I'm starting to see where this is going. You spook us to the point until one of us tosses his ticket in the trash, then you go and fetch it, and then you cash it in. Well, that's not going to be me.
Or me.
There's really not much I can say. So, I guess we're all gamblers here. Me just as much as anyone else in this room. Don't think for a moment that I'm not itching for another chance to lay my cards on the green. There's very little holding me back right now, but not even I would have the stomach to lay a bet on any of you right now. You'll never see that money, friends. They won't let you.
Who's they? What would you do if you were in their place? Hands trembling, teeth grinding, heart sinking, beads of perspiration dropping to a floor littered with metallic shavings. The residue of an impossible dream, promised by a small piece of shiny embossed cardboard. If the reward was substantial enough, would you tempt fate? Press your luck?
throw caution to the wind? Well, if the answer is yes, you possess the heart of a gambler and a taste for risk and adventure. After all, you knew you took your chances when you came to see us tonight. We welcome you, friends, to open the door to our own special game room. Feeling brave? Ask Lady Luck for this dance and enter a world of frenzied fantasies, often obscured by flashing lights and gleaming glitz. Step inside, get your plastic cup ready, pull down the lever of that one-armed bandit, and best of luck to you. Well, what can I say? The house always wins. This is Fireside Mystery Theater.
And that concludes this week's episode. The Counselor was played by Mary Murphy. Lance was played by James Reeser. Ted was played by Michael Pate. Fran was played by Casey LaForest. Henry was played by James Kleinman. And Abe was played by David Linton. A Little Scratch was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Games of Chance was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score was improvised by Arco Iris Sandoval. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. If you like what we're doing, or even if you don't, please take a quick moment to give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. We're trying to grow, and your feedback helps us do that. And while you're at it, if you haven't yet, subscribe. You can also see what we really look like when you find us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle, @FiresideMystery. So you know we have Fireside Mystery Theater swag, right? T-shirts, hoodies, pillows, totes, mugs, notebooks, stickers, all sorts of cool stuff with our logo. Lots of sales going on this holiday season, too. Go to the merch page at FiresideMysteryTheater.com and pick out something fun. Speaking of sales, there's a big pre-Black Friday sale next week from Monday the 13th to Friday the 17th. T-shirts are $14, plus many more deals and all sorts of stuff. Go check it out. Better catch that holiday spirit this season before it catches you by coming to our annual Holiday Haunts show. Live at the Slipper Room in New York City on Sunday, November 26th at 7 p.m., we'll bring our creepy brand of Yuletide cheer. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. Step right up, my friends. Win yourself a prize. All you gotta do is take a chance. You've got nothing to lose but everything in next week's tale, Everyone's a Winner. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts. This is your own Ali Silva. You've cast the dice, but uh-oh, they've tumbled into a very dark place where it's hard to see. Oh, go on, find out if you're a winner. But be sure to mind the shadows.